The augmented reality game Pokemon Go has been so popular since its release last week that its servers are having trouble keeping up with demand, and new users are having to wait to even play the game. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with more on another side effect of people playing the game in real life. It seems the Cincinnati Zoo has some new inhabitants.
There's over 20 Pokemon staff posted around the zoo.
Communications coordinator Angela Hatke says the zoo is trying to contact the game's developers to make sure people won't be trying to follow the virtual creatures into restricted areas or exhibits.
Just for those concerns, exactly. You know, we'd love to reach out and see if there's specific, how close they have to be, like the Pokemon, you know, just to kind of get some details, see how they picked which spots they did for the Pokestop.
The game works by laying a transparent world over top of the real one using your phone's camera. The phone's GPS then allows players to search for nearby mythical creatures. They can show up anywhere, including the office, parks, streets, and according to an Instagram post from the Cincinnati Reds, the ballpark. Just don't try running onto the field to capture one. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.